Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. The National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, is one of America's most venerable and important environmental protection laws. The central and common sense premise of the statute, which was signed into law by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago, is that consideration must be given to environmental impacts before major projects like new highways, bridges, and pipelines are approved for development. The law has worked well for a half a century and has made an enormous difference in preserving important components of our ever more fragile natural environment. Now, however, the Trump administration wants to gut much of the law by doing away with several important provisions. In order to get a handle on just what's at stake and how average citizens might still weigh in to help preserve the law, I sat down with one of North Carolina's top environmental lawyers, Kim Hunter of the Southern Environmental Law Center. Well, Kim Hunter, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're with the Southern Environmental Law Center. Remind our listeners a little bit about who the Southern Environmental Law Center is.
Sure. So we work in six states across the Southeast on an environment, a range of environmental issues from the mountains to the coast. I think we have about 80 attorneys now, and maybe about 30 of those are in North Carolina. So we do a range of litigation, policy work, just take all angles to keep our communities safer and healthier.
Trying to save our environment maybe for the next couple of generations, perhaps.
That's what we're trying to do.
So I alluded initially to the National Environmental Policy Act. This is a federal law that's been around for, gosh, close to 50 years, right?
Yes, it's its birthday this year.
Oh, my gosh. 50 years. Okay. So it's been sort of just the basic underlying law of national environmental policy, the notion that we should think about things before we develop or destroy natural habitats, that kind of thing. Unfortunately, it looks like the Trump administration has some plans for doing some damage to that act. Talk to us about what the law does and what's been proposed.
Yeah, so this is really a fundamental law that I think all of us take for granted in our everyday lives. It's both about thinking carefully before you make a big action, before government takes a big action, but it's also, at base, it's a transparency law and really a civil rights law. Mm. It says that before the government does something big, they have
builds
to just
a freeway or a whatever, a bridge or
and even something maybe even smaller than that. There's sort of different levels of review, okay, but putting in a big power plant or whatever it might be, they've got to stop for a second and they've got to disclose all of the information to the public and say, this is all the harms that this project would do. And then also, crucially, they've got to look at alternative solutions and say, okay, public, here are all the range of options. Here's all the harm that they could do. What's the best one going to be?
And presumably through the years, there have been, even in North Carolina, I'm sure dozens, hundreds of examples of where this law has probably saved some important environmental asset for the future.
Yeah. So, you know, thinking of things in North Carolina, oil drilling, offshore drilling, that's something that has to go through NEPA. Pipelines, you know, the ACP has been huge right now. That's something that has to go through NEPA. The big highway projects we think about, those have been a lot of my cases personally. Every time you go to a public hearing for some big project, that's usually because of NEPA.
I gotcha. Okay, we've got this basic law. It protects our environment. We know that we've had tremendous amounts of environmental damage anyway, so it can't be like hamstringing development. We have development all the time. But the Trump administration, they don't like it. They're ready to start gutting important parts of it. Is that what it's sort of is going on now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, to start with what you were just saying is that's totally true, that it is not NEPA. It's not this law that has ever slowed down progress or development. If projects get slowed down, a lot of studies have showed it's usually because of money, because
right,
we can't afford them.
Economics.
And, you know, it's not a bad thing to take a beat and think about if a big investment of billions of dollars is worth doing and what the impact is going to be on a community. So that's where we have been. This has been a useful and an important tool. But the Trump administration is unfortunately coming in, and a 194-page document we got takes aim at pretty much every single part of this. And in a way that's going to be particularly devastating, I think, to minority communities and communities that don't already have much of a voice.
It's almost always the case, right, that the communities that are the poorest, that have the largest numbers of minorities, they're the folks who always see the development in their neighborhoods. It's almost never the wealthy upper-class neighborhoods that see big destructive developments in their neighborhood, it seems.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, they want to go where land is cheap and where people aren't going to have much of a voice or the ability to hire lawyers to do the work for them. One thing that's really troubling in this new proposed law is right now there's this public comment period, probably all familiar with, you know, submitting comments right. about concerns. What this law would do is say you've got to be hyper-specific, you've got to be technical in your comments, you've got to disclose data, you've got to, you know, come in and essentially, you know, be your own scientist or your own developer.
Average citizens, it's probably beyond their capacity in most instances.
Of course.
To do.
And so it's really going to limit those voices. And, you know, one thing we've seen in North Carolina is actually when comments have gotten specific in the past, the state has come in and said, hey, you're practicing engineering without a license if you're being that specific. And so we might end up with a situation where, you know, only licensed engineers would be able to comment
on
a new highway.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you speak not specific enough, you're not considered. And if you speak too specific, oh, wait, you're trying to act like an engineer and that's no good.
Exactly. So, you know, we're really taking away people's voices. Another really damaging part of this new law is proposal that agencies would be able to require a community to post a bond, so, you know, an amount of cash, if they wanted to stop an action while questions were happening about the review. And of course, most communities just simply don't have cash to put in place to take that pause. So this is something we're really concerned about.
As a practical matter, what this means is it's just going to make it much harder to slow down developments that could be enormously destructive. And if there was time to actually look at the evidence, we might say, oh, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Those will just plow ahead if this goes into effect.
Those will plow ahead. But also another provision, and, you know, there's so many provisions in here, we can't possibly talk about all of them. But one of them would put the project proponent essentially in charge of the process, and they would no longer have to disclose a conflict of interest. So you could have, you know, Dominion coming in and saying, Dominion Energy saying we want to build a pipeline, and where in the past they might have said, okay, what our purpose is to, you know, promote energy in the Southeast. Sure. And you have to look at a range of different alternatives, different routes maybe. We'd change this to say, oh no, our purpose is to build this pipeline in this location. And that's all you would have to look at. So that whole sort of looking at alternatives and thoroughly vetting what the best solution would be, that would be gone. And in addition, you know, you've got sort of the fox in charge of the hen house.
Yeah. So where the heck is this thing now? You've got, you said there's 194 pages. They've got all kinds of ideas for how they wanted to gut this sort of fundamental law. What's the status of things?
So the rulemaking just came out, and this is just a proposal at this time. And one thing that we are blessed with is a law that we still have, which is the Administrative Procedure Act, which means we all get the right to comment on this proposal.
You don't have to be an engineer.
You do not. Anybody can comment on this. I hope everybody will do. The law says that the agency has to look at every single comment that comes in, review it, and address it. And so what we're really encouraging, this impacts everybody. This impacts everybody in North Carolina. Take a little bit of time out of your day. Come talk to us at SCLC. We can help you with this. But submit your comments. Let your voice be heard before your voice is taken away.
Although this is a federal law, the National Environmental Policy Act, this isn't in Congress. This is a proposal in the Environmental Protection Agency? Or where's it at?
Actually, the Council of Environmental Quality, which is a part of the White House.
I see.
It's a really tiny little agency that mostly is in charge of just this one law. And so it's a rulemaking within that small agency.
So through the rulemaking process, they would, in effect, take away some of the basic fundamental aspects of this statute. It seems almost sort of amazing that they could even try that.
Yes, and you know, I have no doubt we'll be submitting very technical comments showing how this is actually an illegal proposal. That'll be the next step, and I'm sure litigation might follow if necessary. But the first step is just for us all to stand up and say, no, we care about this. This law is important. We don't want it to go away. Here are some examples of how it's helped in my life, and I think that's going to be a really important outpouring.
So at the Southern Environmental Law Center, maybe there's a place where people could go learn more about this on your website, or is there a place where people should go to learn more about this controversy?
Yes, we are putting together materials now. We are working with 80, 90 partner groups across the Southeast. That number is growing as people realize how important this is. And we will very soon have information up on our website. Okay. We'll let you know how you can comment. We'll help you with your comments. And in the meantime, you can reach out to me personally and my colleagues at any time.
All right. So that's Kim Hunter with the Southern Environmental Law Center. Check them out online. SouthernEnvironment.org,
org,
am I
that's right?
That's right.
Yep.
SouthernEnvironment.org. Or NC Policy Watch will have a lot of stuff on this on our website as well. It's a critically important topic that's going to impact the future of our very fragile environment. So thanks, Kim, for fighting this good fight, and please keep up the good work. Hopefully we'll get together in a few months and talk about the success you've had in stopping this very troubling development.
I really hope that'll be right. Thank you.
Coming up next, a look at a new report on the sorry state of workplace safety enforcement in our state. Stay with us.